A game of MILFs and men. MILFs Threesomes 50. MFM Threesome Erotica, Anal Sex Erotica. Written by Nicki Minaj. Narrated by Sierra Klein. A game of MILFs and men. MILFs Threesomes 50. MFM Threesome Erotica, Anal Sex Erotica. Heather Harper sat at the hotel bar, sipping on her cocktail and trying to give an air of approachability. To the right person, of course. She'd had one or two suitors already, but they hadn't fit the bill. Their main problem was that they'd approached her on their own, and that wasn't what Heather was looking for. You see, Heather already had a relationship of sorts, only not the conventional sort. For some time now, Heather and her friend's son, Trent, had gradually been stumbling towards each other. They started messaging online after Heather had visited her friend Sharon, Trent's mother. Heather hadn't ever remembered Trent looking so handsome before, and after her divorce, she'd explored her options. But Trent had his trepidations, as any 19-year-old might when it came to fucking a woman over twice his age. Trent had always found her attractive. He'd stopped short of masturbating to her profile pictures, but he often found himself fantasizing about her. Trent found older women attractive, and Heather wasn't excluded from that. They talked openly about the idea over Messenger. Trent liked that he could open up to Heather, and Heather enjoyed his boyish vulnerability. She knew Trent's secrets, but she wanted more, and had been open to him about that. It had been a lot for Trent to hear that Heather had sexual desires for him, but he'd slowly come to terms with the reality of it all. He knew it was wrong, but he'd got more and more comfortable with the idea of it happening. One of Trent's stipulations, though, and something that Heather was not opposed to, was that if this was going to happen, Trent wanted another guy present. Heather hadn't understood it at first. Trent had gone on to explain that he could distance himself from the act if someone else was there to enjoy her too. He told himself that she deserved a boyfriend her own age, and that this could be a process for them both to vet such an individual. Trent may have, perhaps, been lying to himself. So there sat Heather, chatting to the barman whenever he wasn't serving another customer, and radiating a quiet, alluring confidence when he was. Trent arrived afterwards. He mingled as best as he could, attempting to strike up conversation with the other men riding solo in the hotel bar. Some of them wanted to be left alone. Trent could pick that up immediately from how his casual...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?